I'm Paul Gatling, and this is today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. A software and technology entrepreneur in Texas with deep connections to Northwest Arkansas has his eyes on the region to expand one of his newest ventures. On the program today, we will visit with Kenny Tomlin. He got his career kickstarted in Northwest Arkansas nearly 20 years ago, first with Walmart and then by starting a digital agency in Rogers called Rockfish. In Austin for the past 7 years, he's co-founded several companies. He'll discuss details of the latest venture after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For more than 70 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has used its knowledge and compassion to create healthcare solutions for individuals and businesses. More information at ArkansasBlueCross.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In a recent interview, serial entrepreneur Kenny Tomlin said he is planning to expand Austin, Texas-based commercial real estate firm Elevate Growth Partners to Northwest Arkansas next year. The company's objective is to reinvent commercial real estate using technology that allows companies and consumers to search for and lease office space. Tomlin is the CEO. He co-founded the concept 2 years ago and then introduced the software and services to go with the idea earlier this year. He said the platform has the potential to disrupt the commercial real estate industry in the same way that Zillow and Redfin impacted the residential real estate market.
Commercial real estate is an interesting industry in that it's been very slow to adopt emerging technologies to improve the speed, the convenience, and the transparency of the commercial real estate transaction. Right. And by transaction, more specifically, I'm thinking of, you know, people who are looking to, the customers who are looking to lease office space and the tenant reps and leasing agents that help them in that process. We've seen a lot of change in residential. We've seen a lot of change across most industries, but commercial real estate is an industry that's been slow to adopt that change. And what we set out to build a couple years ago when we launched Elevate Growth Partners is a business, a commercial real estate business that truly is empowered by tech, where our technology connects the three stakeholders in the transaction, those leasing agents, tenant rep brokers, and ultimately for the benefit of a client who's looking to find and lease space. We do it all on a digital platform, so all of the communication, all of the space search, all the way through signed lease occurs inside of Elevate IQ, which is the name of the software that we created. And it's a game changer for the industry. We've been using it for a little over 3 months, exclusive to Elevate right now. It's sort of in that beta stage, but it's made a huge difference on behalf of our clients. Our brokers are incredibly more efficient. They can do more transactions on an annualized basis now. And we plan to begin licensing the software out going into 2021.
Yeah, and so just in these past few months, what kind of traction are you getting? And specifically, the response from, you know, these existing brokers who've maybe been in this space for 15, 20, and 30 years and these long-term brokerages. Yeah. What's been their reaction to this technology?
Yeah, you know, really life-changing for them as professionals. A couple examples for sure. So we have signed two leases where the client never even physically stepped foot into the space before signing the lease, which has just never happened for this broker prior. Now, part of that you could suggest is because of COVID and, you know, some of the challenges related to travel. Both of these clients were companies that exist, you know, that had headquarters outside of Austin, but were either relocating here or opening a main presence here. But I think the real reason why is because our tool allowed them to do all of the research, look at numerous photos, get virtual tours, everything that they really needed to feel super comfortable about the space search. And so the executive, who's very busy to begin with, just didn't feel the need to jump on an airplane. And so to be able to sign, you know, leases on commercial office space can represent you know, multiple millions of dollars of commitment on behalf of that company. And so to make those levels of commitments using our software definitely indicates that I think the market's ready for that. And then just overwhelmingly, you know, brokers are joining Elevate to use the software because we haven't started licensing it out yet. Our brokers will tell you they're probably at least twice as efficient. So they believe going forward they can do, you know, 40 to 50% more transactions on an annualized basis using Elevate IQ. And it's helping them win new business. When they sit down with companies who are interviewing brokers and deciding who they're going to work with, when we show them Elevate IQ, they sign the letter of representation almost immediately because that's the way they want to go about searching for space.
Sure. You mentioned COVID, maybe the biggest disruptor of the past century in a lot of different ways. So the Elevate growth, the concept was born a couple of years ago, but like you mentioned, the technology that goes with it just been out a few months. So has it been a good thing or a bad thing in terms of just how the pandemic has altered your business strategy for this year and rolling out this technology? And has it gone hand in hand with what you envisioned, or what has it changed with your 2020 goal?
Right. You know, the timing was coincidental for us. We had started this company 2 years ago with this objective. Our first year was building all the tech that operationalized our business internally, our workflows and how we, you know, onboard new brokers who work for us and run the business. And then we began working on our customer product, which is Elevate IQ. And our intention was always to have it rolling out, you know, sometime in the spring of this year. So the fact that it was we literally rolled out phase one like April 1st. So really in the beginning of this. And of course, the real estate market did slow down, even in a market like Austin, for a couple months. And it didn't stop completely, but it slowed down. Now it kicked back up in full force, you know, mid to late May, and we've been very, very busy since. But I do think the product did, you know, I think COVID was the right time to launch something like this because, again, people were needing to do searches more from the comfort of their home or office, and doing it the old school way just wasn't practical or feasible. So I think the product definitely demonstrated its value, in particular so during this kind of COVID phase that we've been in. I see... You know, I see COVID not as so much as a disruptor, but as an accelerant. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of changes happening across industries, whether it was education needing to move online or healthcare being more telemedicine, et cetera. These were things and trends that were already happening that COVID accelerated. And I think COVID's accelerating in commercial real estate, sort of the demand and necessity of digital tools and interfaces like what we built.
Tomlin said a formal announcement of an office in Northwest Arkansas likely won't come until 2021. The company's goal for the rest of 2020 is to move into other markets in Texas. We've got a story online at nwabusinessjournal.com, and you can also find it on Twitter and Facebook. So give us a follow and a like and check it out. In other news this week at nwabusinessjournal.com, Walmart says it's partnering with drone delivery company Zipline to make on-demand deliveries of select health and wellness products in the U.S. early next year. And those tests will be conducted in Northwest Arkansas. Walmart also says it is still pursuing a deal with TikTok, even though its bidding partner, Microsoft, is out of the running to acquire the popular video app. And Pat Morrison and Chuck Dykus are heading up a new commercial real estate venture in Rogers called Devereaux Real Estate Investments. It'll be an expansion of Devereaux Management Company. That is a commercial real estate property management and investment firm headed up by real estate investor DeWitt Smith. It's a reunion of Arkansas Razorback football teammates. Those three men all played football for Frank Broyles in the late 1960s. For those stories and more, you can follow along at nwabusinessjournal.com and on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. I'm Paul Gatling, and that's today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.